UK, evacuated Afghan Special Forces commando arrested by British police in dawn raid. By Jack Montgomery on September 10, 2021. A former Afghan Special Forces commando airlifted to Britain has been arrested in a dawn raid on a Manchester quarantine hotel, according to reports. The unnamed man, who was airlifted out of Kabul along with thousands of other Afghans, was arrested on or around 31st of August or 1st of September and is still in detention, according to Sky News. It is unclear whether or not he has been charged with a crime, but British police can normally hold an arrestee suspected of a serious crime for up to 96 hours without charging them with an offence. Anti-terror legislation does allow for detention up to 14 days. However, if the arrestee is suspected of relevant offences, both the Ministry of Defence and the Home Office, the Preeti Patel-led government department with broad responsibility for border control, policing, and national security, have so far refused to comment, with a spokesman for Boris Johnson's government insisting that we don't comment on individual cases. Previously, it was being reported that the Johnson administration was considering creating a British Army regiment comprised of former Afghan Special Forces, modeled on the Nepalese Gurkhas, despite the Western-backed Afghan military having been plagued by a long history of insider attacks. It has previously been revealed that at least one Kabul airlift evacuee was later discovered to have been on Britain's no-fly list, although the Home Office claims he has now been deemed no longer a threat. Sweden has confirmed that some of the Afghans they have brought to their country have turned out to be people previously deported from it for serious crimes, with Germany's interior minister also admitting that around 20 high-caliber criminals including convicted rapists and people considered relevant to security were among their share of evacuees. Breitbart London has asked the Home Office to confirm exactly how many Afghan evacuees have been discovered to have forged papers, be on no-entry lists, or be previous deportees, via both their press office and Freedom of Information requests, but it's still waiting for an answer as of the time of publication. This story is developing. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.